Hi, my name is Dawn Long. I started this podcast to share not only my story, but to share others' untold stories, to share the truth and journey of healing, so I can show you that it is safe to do the same. We are transforming and healing together. This show is about the heart-centered transformation for you, for me, and the world. This is the Your Transformation Journey show, and this is our journey together. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Your Transformation Journey podcast. And I want to thank everyone that purchased our Relentless book. It was an awesome experience to interact with people. If you have not purchased it, I will put a link in the show notes. It is currently available on Amazon Kindle. If you do not have a Kindle, you can download the Kindle app onto your phone or to your tablet. Right now, the purchase price as of this recording is $1.99. And for Canada folks, it is $2.86. It is well worth the price to read the stories in there. There is a ton of stories about overcoming adversity, and it's really jaw-dropping in a good way. Some of you will need tissues. I needed tissues for a couple of chapters. So thank you for those of you that are supporting us and to keep supporting us for releasing this book, because this has been an awesome experience. And because of that, I will be currently writing my own book solo, and we'll see how that goes and where it goes. So now let's start on the episode. So today I want to talk about embracing your highest potential. And when we're embracing our highest potential, or trying to, have you ever felt like there's something holding you back from achieving more in life? You're not alone. I've felt this way, and sometimes I still feel this way, because I go like, is there more that I can do? Is there more places that I can reach out to, people that I can reach out to achieve more? And I don't mean achieving more in a monetary sense. It's more about achieving more in a way of helping people. And in this segment, we'll explore how to identify your highest potential and shift your mindset to embrace it fully. So one of the things that we're going to do, step one, is recognize our potential. So how are we going to do that? Well, to embrace your highest potential, the first step is to recognize it. This requires some self-reflection and introspection. It requires taking some time to think about your strengths, your talents, and your passions. What are you naturally good at? What brings you joy and fulfillment? And then once you have identified these things, think about how you can use them to make a positive impact in the world. This could be through your career, hobbies, or personal relationships. This, for me, for my step one, is doing videos and podcasting. I absolutely love it. I love reaching out to people in that format, and it allows me to put the things out there that I want to share, and it allows me to build those relationships. There's a lot of people I've met through podcasting when I was doing the guest format, and it looks like I'm going to be starting back on that, but I'm not going to do as many as I have done personally for time constraints, for mostly because I'm still taking a class, so I have to get that completed before I can even think about bringing on extra time for guests. So along with that is the next step, is overcoming self-limiting beliefs. And I've struggled with that this week. being a co-author of a published book. I'm still in awe over that. And I actually messaged my friend earlier today and said, you know, how did I get so lucky to be in with this group of people? How did I get that lucky? She's going like, what do you mean? How did you get that lucky? You put the work in. You are there for so many people. And your story deserves to be told, to be heard. And I think that's one reason why I am seriously considering completing my solo book. Because there is so much more to tell. And there's only so much that you can scratch the surface on during a podcast episode. Whereas in a book, you can really go into some things that you really can't go into when you're producing a podcast. And you probably could, but it's not going to be, to me, I don't feel it would be as deep. So how are we going to overcome those self-limiting beliefs? One of the main things that hold us back from embracing our highest potential is our self-limiting beliefs. We may believe that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough or talented enough to achieve our goals. These beliefs can be deeply ingrained and it can be challenging to overcome them. However, it's important to recognize that these beliefs are not based on reality. They are simply thoughts that we have been conditioned to believe over time. And when we do that, then we can start exploring strategies for identifying and overcoming self-limiting beliefs. And for me, my strategy that has worked for me to help overcome that, and it doesn't mean that I still don't have it because I just talked about that, I really sat down and make a list. I make a list of all the things that I'm good at. And if you haven't noticed yet, we're not talking about weaknesses because there is no such thing in this journey of transformation. There is no such thing as weakness. We are all wonderfully, wonderfully made. And reality, we don't have weakness per se when it comes to living to our highest potential. Once you have identified, so number three, once you have identified your highest potential and overcoming self-limiting beliefs, the next step is to embrace your potential fully. This means taking action, and this is where a lot of us fail. We might start taking action, and then the moment that it starts getting really hard, or the moment that we step out of our comfort zone, we get scared and we stop. I have sabotaged myself so many times over this because I've stepped out of my comfort zone, and it did get scary, and it was getting scary on some of the growth and the change that was happening. I had to take a step back because I was going like, is this really what I want to do? Is this really the direction that I want to go in? And then sometimes we have to change course and we have to realize that change requires taking risk. I take a risk every time I post an episode. Right now, my reach is not really that far. That's why you haven't been hearing ads, because Spotify took over Anchor. So Anchor is no longer Anchor. It's taken over by Spotify. And one of the ways to earn money is to have ads running. Well, I can't have ads running until I get 100 listeners. And right now, I'm only at 6 to 7 is about my average. So if you could help us with that and like, share, comment. I always tell people, go. There are so many different platforms to share podcasts on. that I just keep it simple. Just share via Spotify. The more that you share and hit reviews, even if you don't do it on this podcast, other podcasts that you listen to, the more that we can get that out there, the more of a chance that people get to hear what we're talking about. And off of that side note, when we take those actions and those risks, by embracing our full potential, it means being kind to yourself and practicing self-care. And we just talked about that on the last episode about self-care. If you did not listen to it, go back and listen to it. It has a lot of things in there about self-care, about boundaries. And when you're setting boundaries, it is letting other people know what is acceptable and what is not. Also, be willing to take breaks. Taking breaks is essential. For me, I do take breaks throughout recording and podcasting and the creating that I do. And that's why it may take me a little bit longer, because I do take those breaks, because I realize that if I keep going, I'm going to burn myself out. I have to take time to prioritize my mental and physical health. And been working on the mental part. I have not really taken care of the physical part, and my body is letting me know that. So we have to learn how to listen when we are embracing our potential. So in conclusion, embracing your highest potential is a journey, and it's not always easy. However, by recognizing your potential and overcoming self-limiting beliefs and embracing your potential fully, you can achieve incredible things. Remember to be patient with yourself and celebrate your successes along the way. Even if you think it's just the little success, maybe go watch a movie. Maybe ice cream is on the agenda. Or whatever you do to celebrate successes, do that. Thank you for listening for today's episode, and I hope you found it helpful in your own journey to embrace your highest potential. And just a reminder, share, review, let's start talking about this podcast. Let's get this podcast off the ground. Let's get it going. Because the more people it reaches, the more people we can help. And I absolutely do love doing these segments. If you wouldn't mind, leave me some feedback. Let me know what other segments you would like to hear, what other topics you would love for me to cover, what, you know, if there's something that I haven't covered that you want information on, as far as healing the inner child, highest potential, all of these things, let me know. Bye. You are loved, and you are the beacon of hope, and you are unstoppable. Like this podcast, do me a favor and share among your friends and your family. Let's get this podcast to grow. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And I also have a website. You are loved.